Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
All right, it is 5 o'clock, and congratulations. Hopefully you're off work, and luckily for you, old Dirty Show and Team Hill have the latest. And here is the latest. As we know, today, the disciplinary hearing began for Deshaun Watson with appointed Judge Sue Robinson. Suelle Robinson. That started today at 8 a.m. Well, this is a report from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. The disciplinary hearing for Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson in front of a jointly appointed judge, Suelle Robinson, has adjourned for the day. The expectation is that it will continue tomorrow. That is the latest of where we are on the hearing for Deshaun Watson and what potentially will be his consequences for all the issues he's had.
Yeah, look, I mean, one day down, no surprise it's going to take more than one day. It wouldn't surprise me if with all that's involved, it doesn't end up taking a damn week, to be completely honest.
I'm curious of how long it is going to be before we find out.
I mean, after hearing Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter and everybody speak on it about what could, you know, what the process could consist of, yeah, it could be a quick in and out, you know, let's come to a decision and move on. But it could also be one of those things where her and Roger Goodell end up having to go back and forth. She could want to talk to more individuals involved that have been involved in this. She could want to talk to Deshaun more, which I'm assuming that she will tomorrow. So just like how kind of this thing is played out very slow in the public eye, but very slowly, I would imagine that would continue moving forward, Joe.
Yeah, we'll see. So we'll keep our eyes on it tomorrow, day two. Would imagine we'll see this again. As you said, boy, you think about it, man, Deshaun has had several of these meetings, these hour-long, you know, things that he's had to be a part of, and this is just the latest. Tomorrow should continue. We'll keep you updated on that as we move forward.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a couple of things as the Astros back on the diamond tonight in New York and Citi Field to play the Mets. Before the game, Michael Brantley has been placed on the IL. Chaz McCormick, who never really left, but he is back on the roster, and he's actually going to be in the lineup batting seventh tonight and playing in left field. But Michael Brantley's on the 10-day IL. This is Michael Brantley and what he expressed is going on with his shoulder.
Yeah, my shoulder's not too happy right now. But at the same time, we have a good idea of what we need to do to get back as soon as possible. I'm upset I had to go on the IL for this, but at the same time, in the best interest of, you know, being 100% healthy moving forward.
Do you think this will extend beyond the 10 days? Or?
I can't answer that right now. I know when we go back home, I get to see our great doctors that we had back in Houston to determine, but I'm very hopeful that it'll be right around there.
This seems like sometimes this is Brantley's deal, right? Didn't this happen last year? He had a little bit of a lower body, I think a leg injury.
It's a knee, a little bit of a knee issue that, I mean, that's kind of, I think it may have been where Mama Show kind of was born, I think.
Come on, man.
What?
My mom was born a long
time ago.
No,
I ain't talking about Teresa. You know better.
You know better.
You just look out for everybody.
On Sports Radio 610.
You call me Show.
Mama right? Show. You worry about everyone's well-being.
Mama Show. Is in Kansas City, Missouri.
What about Mama Show here?
Probably walking.
Courtney could be Mama Show,
too. That's Mrs. Show. All right.
Oh, it's Miss Show.
Yeah, Mrs. Mama.
Mrs.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, she ain't single.
It's not a bad thing, dude.
Hey, he's the only guy that I know that names everybody that he loves that's closest to him. Himself,
show, yeah. Mrs. Show, Mama Show, Little Show.
The only thing is, the only reason Lauren and Nick get called by their real names because you ran out of shows.
Well, that's Princess Show. I mean, listen.
Oh, man.
Princess Show.
Well, it's not a bad thing that you're Mama's Show, though. Seriously, you care.
What are we going to go with Nick?
What
are we going to go with Nick? I mean, he can't be the only one that doesn't have anything.
We're filling it out.
Show the third.
Yeah, Baby Show. But no.
Right now it's Baby Show. I like it.
But listen, just because you, I ain't going to do that. I showed restraint.
Why'd you do that? That's
no
fun.
I showed restraint. And I stopped.
Oh, I can take it. Bring it on.
No, you
Big
can't.
Papa.
You know how emotional you get.
Or Big Mama.
That's why you're gonna lose that. That's why you're gonna lose that money in that golf competition.
To answer your question, yes, Michael Brantley. It happened last year with Michael Brantley.
Michael
Brantley
had a little knee issue. Had his knee issue.
Need a little break.
And they didn't have this big a lead. And I remember us saying, "Here, man, just take your time. Don't try to rush it back. Take your time." And with a 10-plus game lead, they could damn sure take their time with Michael Brantley. So just chill, man. Just chill. By the way, the lineup as Framber Valdez is on the mound tonight. The lineup: Jose Altuve, Jeremy Pena is being tapped to bat second in the lineup.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, he's bat second. Alvarez, Bregman going lefty, left, right, left. There you go, Dusty and company. Kyle Tucker, Yuli, Chaz McCormick in front of Jake Myers, who's playing in center, and then Martin Maldonado catching.
I don't hate the Alvarez in the three hole because you get to see. I mean, again, he moves up, and I know it's a long shot. I know it's details here, but he would get another shot to be up in a critical situation. He gets up in a critical situation in the first inning, possibly with runners on, and could do some damage. I just don't know why you mess with the Bregman, Yordan, Tucker thing. I just don't know why you mess with it. Bregman's finally. Bregman's got a little something rolling here. Clearly, the Tucker batting behind Yordan had something really, really rocking and rolling here, and you go and mess with it. But again, it's one of these meaningless games early in the season. No big deal.
We'll see. We'll see what happens as they face the Mets tonight. We'll see what happens here as Carrasco, who they absolutely killed last week, will face Framber Valdez. Tonight coming up, and we'll see if they can. By the way, Tyler, you got a lot here. You need them to win out for your 7-2 prediction.
It's happening. I ain't worried.
Yeah, I know you are.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Last night, we've been talking about this. We've been talking about the shovels that the Houston Rockets have right now, and wondering, like, what are they going to do with John Wall? Is he going to ride and sit on the bench again? Well, that has been decided. The Rockets and John Wall have reached a buyout agreement, shaving $6.5 million off of his $47.4 million salary. And now reports are that he is going to eventually sign with the Los Angeles Clippers and probably get that little $6 million back in that. So he'll probably come out even, making $47-48 million this year. But more importantly here, the Rockets are able to move on from that John Wall situation. That's just been difficult to look at. Like, man, that dude's 40. They needed a veteran point guard last year, and they had one who they couldn't play.
I think they needed a veteran presence last year. Quite frankly. I mean, the more the merrier. I know Gordon was there, but, I mean, look, they're at the
on
end of the day.
On the floor, not just at practice.
Yeah, I mean, it would have helped. It would have helped tremendously. You would at least if he was engaged and willing to accept that role, and for $40-plus million, you would hope that he would. I think there's two things here for me. Number one, and I'm not banging on John Wall, get your money, and I'm not banging on the Rockets front office and head coach at this point, because it wasn't that wasn't their bed that they were having to sleep in. Ultimately, they didn't make the Russell Westbrook deal that turned into John Wall that the organization has been strapped with.
Yeah.
But my point is I'm glad they're beyond it. Pay it. I know it's painful. Get it behind you. And literally everything that you deal with on a day-to-day basis right now is recovering and getting this organization back to being competitive and building what one day we hope is something that we can all be proud of here in Houston. Number one, I'm just glad they stopped digging. And I don't mean that negatively towards anybody. It's just that's when that is in your building and you're paying somebody $40+ million and they're not helping you at all. That's not healthy. And so I'm glad they've moved on from beyond it. I am curious though, Show. I know I asked a lot. What in the hell is going on with John Wall and the Rockets and this agreement he's not going to play? And we always talk, oh well, it's just they'd rather him not get hurt so they can trade him. Well, how'd that work out?
They weren't able to. Last year, a trade would have been something that you would try. But I think ultimately what they've done here is better, because in the NBA, when you trade, the contracts have to even up, have to be close within 15%, 10-15%, maybe 15-20%. But the contracts have to be within range.
Comparable.
You can't just trade somebody who makes $47 million and then get somebody back who makes five. Or you'd have to trade four pieces to try to equal close to that. This point, they're not getting extra players or players that have long-term deals that you have to play with. Right?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I think last year, that's why we kept hearing him for Russell Westbrook.
Which you're still in the same bad spot.
Yeah.
So
now they've got everybody in-house. And then next year, when he's off the books, the Rockets aren't paying really anybody.
There you go.
Right? And Eric Gordon too. They'll have a lot of money to play with, and should be able to, if they want to be able to try to pursue a big time free agent.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. This is probably the big news of the day in the sports world up to this point. Most recently, Serena Williams, the 23-time Grand Slam champion. We've been watching it in here. Who hadn't competed in singles since she was injured in center court in 2021, lost her return at Wimbledon. Harmony Tan, she loses to her in the third set, 7-5. She wins the second set, 6-1, but lost 7-6 in a tiebreaker. But she is done in the first round of Wimbledon. I love Serena. I think Serena is one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen, one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen. It may be closing time here. It may be time to end this thing with Serena. She has defied odds. I mean, Serena's got to be pushing 40 if she's not 40. I'm pretty sure she is. She is 40 years old.
On a dot.
Is she 40? Yeah.
On a dot.
She's defied the odds. I mean,
she'll be 41 in two months.
This is a game. She's almost 40. This is a game where like 30 is old, and she has been pushing it to this point. And you could just tell when she's out there, as you watch her, she's just obviously not as dominant as she was, and not moving the way that she needs to. Like if she had somehow pulled this out, I mean, she was eventually going to get knocked off. I mean, it's just not the same player. And I just hate players that are great like this that we watch and they keep hanging on, and you start to see like the worst part of them. I want to remember Serena.
Well, she's at a fork in the road, right? You either retire, which she's got a ton of things going off the court. I mean, she obviously doesn't need to do a damn thing, but she's got a ton of things going off the court that she can go do, or this fuels her fire, if you will, and she puts her nose down and gets in shape and gets healthy and goes out there and tries to make a late run in her 40s. I would love to see it because she's one of the greatest ever.
You want to see it?
Oh, I mean, I would like to see her if she's going to put her nose down and make a run. Yeah, but I mean, just coasting through it. Like, I wonder if this was one of those, hey, let me get back off this injury, prove that I can still play, and then ride off into the sunset.
Maybe she's not at her absolute best.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's 2 months removed from being 41. I mean, clearly she thinks she can still play.
Yeah,
I mean, if she can still go, I'd like to see her get in tip-top shape and see what kind of run she can make through her mid-40s. I'd love to see it. I don't know if it's possible. I mean, I don't want to see her limp to 45. We're talking about the greatest of all time. Show it just sit up there. She's 19-2 all time in the first round of this tournament. I mean, it's only two times she's ever lost in the first round.
She may fool around and be 19-5. Well,
I don't want to see that. I'm just I mean, she's fresh off an injury, first time back. I mean, it's I don't know. I'd like to see the greatest of all time keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Assuming she can. If she can't, go do your thing. I'm a huge fan of Serena Williams.
I'm a fan of her too. I just don't want to see her looking the way she did today. Because it seems to be over. All right, the Astros are back at it tonight, but there is one thing that every single Astros fan should agree on. I refuse to accept anybody to disagree with the statement we'll make. That's coming up.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Once again with the Astros, you missed it. Michael Brantley on the IL. Chaz McCormick back with the Astros.
White boy Chaz back in the building.
That's right, man. He's starting there. He's starting
tonight's
tonight.
One of the nights where he's probably going to go 2 for 3 and have a couple of RBIs and make a bid. And then in 10 days, they're going to shoot his ass back to shoot.
Now, he's going to hit a homer. Walk and stare up at James Click in his box. No, maybe that's what Siri.
Well, I mean, I tell you, the one that he felt like, according to White Boy Chaz, the one that he felt like it was down to when he got sent back to Sugar Land for 3 days, which never was JJ Mattajevic, right? And so he's going to do something big time and then go over there and get in the face of JJ.
JJ got a little swag to it.
He got a little something to both them. Both
they
them,
got a little
yeah.
something extra.
They got a little something extra. I mean, he got a clean, that sleeve. Yeah, I mean, they both those guys got a little something to them. Yeah. We'll see what happens tonight.
All right. Robert Flores, he was on with us earlier, and he was on with us yesterday, if you missed that. You can still use that Odyssey rewind.
Still feature. Earlier. You're good.
He was on at 2:35 with us yesterday. But he spoke about the rotation. And where they are. And in these six games of this 9-game stretch, the rotation has been fantastic. Near no hitters, going deep into games. They have been great, every last one of them. But he spoke about where the Astros potentially will go in terms of the rotation. This is Robert Flores.
They're going to have an interesting dilemma. Look, it's good to have options, obviously. But I get the sense that Odorizzi is more comfortable in the rotation. I wonder if with McCullers and his health, maybe he's a candidate for the bullpen. I don't know. Or with McCullers, do you want him as an every fifth day guy with his, with his recent injury history? It's going to be fascinating to see what they do, because they do have an embarrassment of riches to a certain extent. Are one of those guys a trade piece? I mean, you're not trading McCullers, or you're not trading Javier. I really don't know what they're going to do.
All right, that was Robert Flores, MLB Network. Catch him every morning, MLB Central, 8 o'clock each morning on MLB Network, but. Clint, he spoke about, boy, they got a dilemma, they got something. Let me tell you something. They don't have no damn dilemma with Christian Javier. Christian Javier should be treated like Framber Valdez, in my opinion.
Hold on, so.
I'm not holding on to nothing, Larry. He should be treated like Framber Valdez. Christian Javier should never go back to the bullpen. There isn't a reason for it. I don't care any of it. I don't care. Jake Odorizzi and Stretch Odorizzi is much more comfortable pitching than the rotation. Who cares? He's not good enough to send Christian Javier back down. Jose Urquidy, yeah, man, his hair grows better when he's in the rotation. No, none of that. If there are 5 spots in this rotation, even when Lance comes back, if there are 5 spots in this rotation Christian Javier should be in it and should have one of the spots. This playing around of him going up and down is silliness, and it should be done. And he has proven it really since he has become a starter anytime he starts. But if you watch Saturday, there is no way in hell that you can sit there and say to yourself, yeah, you know what, maybe we'll try Jake back in the rotation and we'll just have Christian Javier, that guy who texts in all the time, he's inconsistent, my ass. You saw what he did. There should be no argument from anybody. Christian Javier should be one of the five members of the Astros rotation, and I won't hear anything else.
I agree. I'm glad I agree with you because you wouldn't listen if I did not. Look, I mean, he started.
Put my fingers in my ear like. My son.
Here's the line on Christian Javier, right? I mean, he's got 10 starts. Luis Garcia's got 13. Everybody else has got 14. All right. So I'd say that the 10 starts is a good sample size for us to look at. He's 5-3. He's pitched 62 innings in those 10 starts. Which, by the way, is 27 fewer innings than Verlander, 25 fewer than Framber Valdez, 12 fewer than Jose Urquidy, and 9 roughly fewer than Luis Garcia. And here's where it gets interesting, right, is his strikeouts. He's got 81 strikeouts. That's second to only Justin Verlander.
That's amazing when you think about the usage that he has.
I mean, he's got 27 fewer innings than Justin Verlander, and he's got 3 fewer strikeouts. And so, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's striking him out at an unbelievable clip. If you look at his strikeouts per 9 innings, he's at 11.6, which is the best in terms of the starters in this rotation. It's the best on the team. When you look at his whip, 1.05, and that is second only to Justin Verlander. You look at his ERA, 2.73, second to only Justin Verlander. I mean, you look at his WAR, second only to Justin Verlander. And so when statistically Christian Javier has 10 starts and the stats to back it up, if you watch him pitch, I love watching these guys that are special like Christian Javier when it is effortlessly electric. Right. I mean, it not only do you feel like it's a motion that gives him a chance to be consistent at some point in time, but it's a motion that's going to allow him long term to pitch, I would think, for some time. There's one glaring issue with Christian Javier on this stat line, and that's his walks. You know, he's in 10 games. 10 starts, not 10 games, in 10 starts, which he has 14 games that he's appeared in, but 10 starts, he has 24 walks, which the only starter with more walks is Framber Valdez, who struggled very similarly to Christian Javier from time to time. They've got to get – both of those guys have to get that cleaned up. But if Christian Javier can get that where he comes out every now and then and he just appears to have lost command completely, if he can get rid of that
– But even when he does that, he is still able to minimize it because of his ability to strike folks out.
Oh no, here's the problem.
His kryptonite, his bad issue is right. Something that he is able to.
But he can't. Here's the problem with that show, in my opinion. Like when you're high strikeout and high walk, right? I mean, you're running the pitch count up every time. Like you're going to throw a ton of pitches, and you're not going to be able to go as long as some of these other guys. Can. I mean, he's throwing a lot of pitches, and so I think you got some of that, like from a strikeout perspective, his pitch count's going to run up a little bit higher because his strikeout rate is a little bit higher. But boy, you couple that with being wild and walking several of those guys every outing too, man, what could he be possible? What could he be capable of doing if he could avoid that? I don't know, every fourth outing just going, damn, what happened here?
Well, let's try to see
let's
him
find
get
out.
Some consistency.
Yeah, I'm with you, 100%.
Right, you know, like, let's 100%. See some consistency and not getting jerked around from the bullpen and not pitching for 5 days and going back. Like, he goes 13 strikeouts and one walk in the game on Saturday. And for me, it is very, very key is the guys he got. Like, he didn't just go striking out, Aaron Hicks or the catcher or Gonzalez, the shortstop, or Joey Gallo, who everybody strikes out. He gets Judge twice. He gets Rizzo twice. He gets Donaldson once. He gets Stanton three times. I mean, he struck out the best hitters, the guys that are going to hurt you, walking into a series that the Yankees were going for, and he showed out. I just like this one I'm gonna throw a fit in here.
Why are you? Oh, if he goes back, show. By the way, I'm looking through this.
Throw a fit.
Well, before you do that, let me get the opponent's batting average, like batting average against. Christian Javier's best on the team, 188.
He's one of two major leaguers, Clint, that have the opponent's batting average under 200 over the last two seasons.
I'm going to throw a fit, and I definitely know this isn't.
Oh, the last two seasons. I was going to say, well, Verlander's 192, so he's got two of them.
I'm going to literally throw a fit if he goes back because, like, the whole team. Everybody. Oh, it'll be a team effort. Everybody. Everybody is. Dusty's not making the decision alone on the rotation. Like, I just don't know how anybody could look at themselves and say, all right, game three or game four, if Lance is back, I feel better about giving the ball to Luis Garcia, Jake Odorizzi, or
Jose Urquidy.
Jose Urquidy. Before I do Christian Javier. I don't know how you could be serious about that. I don't know how you could.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I think we've reached that point there. I hope I don't have Dusty and James.
I mean, you get on a little show for throwing a fit now.
I know it.
Don't go Draymond on us.
And I will literally up in here go Draymond. I swear to God. Ooh, we might want to look out.
That's got a different meaning for me over the last 5 months.
We might want to look out for Kendrick Perkins in a building near you. All right, coming up. All right, the news here of the day as we keep you updated. The hearings are over with Deshaun Watson. But we gotta get serious about – kind of the spot and the place the NFL is in. We'll explain that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Man, stop doing that.
What?
Hey, no.
Stop doing what?
No, we're going to pull it. We're going to pull the carpet back.
Oh, pull it all the way back, baby.
No, we're going to pull the carpet back.
Don't pull the carpet back.
Don't pull
the curtain back.
Another carpet. No, hell no.
The carpet, we could get in trouble.
No, we're going to pull the carpet back, too.
You going to pull it up?
Yeah. No, we're going to pull it back. We're going to grab it from that end and pull that back. Pull that thing back. I want to get from underneath the ground.
I get your point. I'm with you.
I'll pull it all back.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it's new. Yeah.
Oh, but pull it all the way back, baby. Pull it.
Like, Tyler, you got to stop doing it.
What, trying to hang out?
Nah, man. Like, you understand the situation. You understand
that
Clint and I are in a situation where, hey, man, we just don't rock and roll up out of here without, talk to people and do whatever and set up times and understand. Clint got somebody who's been with a baby all damn day long.
I got somebody that's been with three babies all day long.
Clint's got somebody who's been with a baby all day long that cannot care for themselves.
My babies can't care for themselves. They can't feed themselves. Anyway, continue.
If that is the case, then you need to find some other dogs.
What dogs feed themselves? What?
Come on, man.
Yeah, my dog feeds itself.
Yeah, you could put food out.
Put food down, and she throughout the day,
Do you go up there and feed your dog?
No, I can tell you right now, he's the kind of dog owner that dogs have no discipline.
What?
I bet they jump all over the couch.
No.
I bet they fight over their food.
No, but you have to put the food in the bowl.
Put the food out. Yeah, you could do that before you leave.
No, you can't, because then they eat it all.
They don't pace themselves.
Discipline.
Yep, they're kind of like you used to be at Taco Bell.
I am right now.
Hey, you want to be right now.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, get to the root of the issue here.
I'm saying we just can't make moves. You can't hit us up 5:30. Hey, you want to grab drinks after this? Come on, dog. You know it.
Did I ask at 5:30 any other day this week?
Yeah, you know. What time did you ask yesterday?
Early in the show.
In the show. You can't hit us up after 2 o'clock during the show.
Oh, I forgot you have the 48-hour.
It is called responsibility, and it is called having compassion and understanding for your partner. All right? Yeah, I can go out and do something with you, but you can't hit me up at 5:30 or 2:30 and say, hey, man.
It's all right, man.
Let's go to – hey, can you drive everything and hit the bar?
It's all right. We're just coworkers. Like I thought we were friends, but we're just coworkers. Nah. We're just coworkers. It's cool.
When do you want to go grab a drink? Right now. Load it up. You want to go –
Available anytime.
You want to go Thursday? This will be a good time to set it up. Let's go get a drink on Thursday. You can't hit us up at 5:30 and then come shaking your head at us.
It's like not often. It's 5:30. I've texted y'all numerous times in the morning when a day is getting started, and I just don't get a response. And then later on, I bring it up, and it's, oh, no, we got stuff.
I don't remember that.
Got to go home and watch HGTV.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to deny that I've got two ladies that I'd prefer to get home to. But we can't just paint the picture like we're all going to walk out of this studio when the mics are turned off. We're going to all go out there and get in that elevator.
Preach. Yeah.
You want to go in here and play around and make music over here.
Yeah, he is doing his job.
And then go, I'll meet y'all down there in 45 minutes to an hour.
That's normally 15 to 20 minutes. If you can't wait that long.
15 to 20 minutes,
well,
my ass.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 20 minutes or if it's an hour. What I don't have time to do is to go somewhere, sit around and play with myself, waiting on Tyler to get done doing best of,
so he can meet us
45 minutes after we get off air.
Those texts I've mentioned where I text y'all early in the day, which has happened numerous times. If I were to somehow, by some miracle of God, get a text back and we just orchestrate going out for drinks, I could have best of done and I'm walking out of here at 6 o'clock.
That's fine, but I mean, we're talking about.
We'll do it then.
We're talking about you.
Do you have it ready to go now? As you just hit us up at 5:30.
Got about half of it done.
Oh hell, man!
It takes 15 minutes.
That constitutes you being distracted during the show.
No, I do it before y'all even get here.
Hey, really good point. Here's the deal. I'm on this
6:45 at the earliest.
You can't ask at 5:30 if we can get drinks at 6, and then you show up at 6:45. I'm out.
That's fair.
I'm out.
But I would say more often than not, it's not 45.
I can get home and I can work in my yard. I can work on my bulkhead. I can feed my baby girl. I can kiss my wife's face.
That time you weren't here, we go to meet out.
Yeah.
He's strolling
about 7:15?
Oh, I said I'm going to wait on him.
Now, this is when Courtney was out of town because you clearly ain't waiting on nobody.
I hope you tell this accurately.
So I went in. I put it right on it. I went in.
Tyler knows what's coming. Did you see his face?
I went in, and I took me a nice long dump.
Okay.
I gave him 15, roughly 20 minutes.
Got fall asleep?
No, I got a little bit. I got on the phone, started rolling. I knew I had time because
right.
I even took a couple of walks around because I was real close to getting my steps. I took a couple of walks around, sat in there. We sat in there. We didn't get out of here till about 7 o'clock. We didn't get out here till about 7 o'clock to leave.
Yeah.
We sitting there waiting, just set up. Like, come on, man.
You are misremembering that entire situation. The last time we went out for drinks, I was on my second drink at the bar before you walked in.
What time did we leave?
Well, let's be honest. First of all, your two drinks, that could have been like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah,
I've seen you drink.
I was driving a place I hadn't ever been before, trying to find parking. Yeah. But we left out of here. It's 7 o'clock.
It was not 7 o'clock. Because Austin would have been rolling out with us.
It was 7
o'clock. Okay, it was 6:45. It's still 45 minutes of dead air.
I had already done most of best of that day because we had made plans. I had to do one segment. It took about 10 minutes, and I was done.
So
now, we hung out here and BS'd a little bit.
Oh, is that what we were doing?
Yeah. Was I not out here? Was I in a studio working, or was I in this studio with you and Austin BS'ing?
We were in here. We were sitting in here waiting for you to get finished. Ficky came in there and talked to us for about 10-12 minutes.
And I was ready that entire time.
The whole time we was just sitting there with you ready?
Yes.
Oh, hell. No, he was not. Well, this boy just lying.
I'm not lying.
Lying his draws off.
Whenever I have plans, I mean, best of done.
God, dog, lying his draws off.
Matching drawers with my wife,
but
too,
you,
sucker.
But rolling to us. Like, you can learn it. You call it, you know, rolling us day of, especially evening, afternoon of.
And I get that.
Like, hey, man, you want to grab drinks? Did you see his, do you be catching his face? I mean, Tyler is disgusted.
Yeah, he's
not disgusted. I'm just disappointed.
Shakes his head. I just want to be friends.
I got one at home. I could very easily say, hey, babe, I need an hour. But I can't chew up 45 minutes of that hour waiting on your ass to get there. That is a zero, no chance, partner.
And I'm telling y'all, more often than not, I don't hit you up this late in the day.
I mean,
try to plan it, and if it's planned, I plan.
It's not a debate. The 45 minutes that it takes for you to get out of the building is a no-go. It just is what it is.
I love
it. If you want to hit us up one day and say, hey, man, you want to have some drinks? I got everything done. I can walk out of the building with y'all. Hey, let's go do it.
Oh, okay. I got to come to y'all with my checklist all done to get you to, hang out.
No. We're not just like we're with coworkers having a drink after work. We're not planning a Saturday afternoon to kick it.
There it is.
If you want to kick it to watch a game or hang out and have drinks, if you want to do that, I'll wait on you to get there. I'll wait an hour. Hell, I mean, you can no show me. I'm good with it.
I've heard what I need to hear, man.
I mean, who out there works in an office and goes, hey, y'all want to go have drinks? And the guy next to you says, yeah, and then shows up 45 minutes, goes somewhere and waits 45 minutes.
I'm telling
for that guy
you, if it's planned, I won't be 45 minutes. That's irrelevant.
Tyler, if they were
coworkers,
from
that's
the
fine.
Text line 713. Tyler, if they were your boys, they would make time.
Yeah, no.
That's coming from somebody who is not married with kids or sitting there with their wife is waiting for the time to cuss your ass out as soon as you roll in. People ride in. I love people hit this from the 281 show as to get his balls out of his wife's purse. No, you're somebody whose wife, you're going to be floored when she leaves your ass. Because you're like, what the hell? Where did this come from? No, and you know what? You're not going to be floored because your ass be on her ass. You be kissing her ass all around. You just like to text in and talk stuff. Everybody out there knows if you're a real ass man, you give a damn about your wife. If you're a real ass man,
Are you saying I don't give a damn about my wife?
No, I'm not talking about.
Okay, I was making
if you're
sure.
A real ass man and you know your wife is sitting there with a 4 or 5 month old like Lauren is, or 3Z loving psychopathic 8, 5, and 2 year olds at the house all damn day long while you sitting up here talking sports and then going to get drinks for an hour and a half when you already know off top
45
it's going to take you.
Your coworker's not there.
Yeah, and they already know it's going to take you 30 to 40 minutes to drive to get home to begin with, not to mention your ass every Friday is out and you're rolling and it takes you forever as you're out drinking. Yeah, you're going to have some compassion. Any real man out there is like, you know what? Yeah, man, I understand what my wife is going through and I'm going to roll in. I want to give her some time. I don't want to just hit her up here at 5:45. Hey, babe, I'm going to need about 2 hours here tonight. I know you just took these rascals to swim practice today, but I'm gonna come home and just miss bedtime.
I don't have to say how long I'm going to be out. I guess that might be the difference.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because your wife can take care of your dogs. Without you.
Megan can throw a handful of food out that back door and go to wherever she wants. What's Megan up to?
Oh, she's working right now. I don't know what she's doing after that.
Yeah, these people out here. Oh, yeah. His wife's got his balls.
That old text line. Done took the heat off you, Tyler.
His wife's got his balls because how dare that son of a bitch want to make his wife happy? How dare he want to take a little bit off her plate? Your ass is going to be alone. And gonna be like, what the hell happened?
You gonna die by yourself?
Why the hell
Ain't
did Karen leave?
Nobody gonna take
leave?
Care of you when you get old.
Why the hell did Karen leave? Seen it before. All right,
Tyler, you want to get in the elevator with me at 6 on one afternoon?
I'll
get you.
And you know what else? I'm sorry. What really burns me every time we ask this Joker to come in? Hey man, do a pre-show, man. We're going to Twin Peaks, man. Meet us up there.
Oh, can't make it. Got a busy day.
Because I got to do work for our damn show. Comparing that is silly.
Now, what you think we up there doing?
You ain't doing the work I have to do here in a studio.
As the texter
cutting
said,
up audio and stuff, I can't do that remote, dude.
As the texter said, if you were really our boys, you'd make it work.
That's a good point.
What you just said, though, I'm coming back with you with logic, and you're not hearing it.
No, you're not coming back with logic.
Yes, I have to. The software and stuff we use, I do not have on a laptop where I can work remote.
You could get up here earlier. You could make time. If you wanted to, you could make time.
Okay.
Right? You could make time.
All right.
Coming up behind us, Texans All Access.
Is it already that time?
Yeah. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They'll be talking about a quarterback, Davis Mills. Not
Rock
what you typed
and roll,
in.
Meow.
Oh, stop it, damn it. They'll be talking about Davis Mills. All right, Clint, we got an update here. Ian Rappaport said the disciplinary hearing for Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson in front of jointly appointed judge Sue Robinson is a is over for today. They'll get back going a little bit later on, or get back going tomorrow, which we'll start to find out what potentially his consequence will be. But I think the part that really, that I thought you came up with really jumps out to me is the situation that the NFL finds itself in. Like there's going to be somebody they have issues with, or who they are going to have to keep their eyes on in terms of whatever happens, whatever decision is made. There's going to be somebody who is completely angry and will fight them and make it a very public thing.
Yeah, so I think I feel like I'm out on a limb somewhat by myself on this. I think totally different than a lot of folks that we've talked to, man. I think the NFL is between a rock and a hard place, and I think that it boils down to this. And I know this, I mean, this just from a 30,000 foot view, without getting off in the weeds, it boils down to this. The NFL better be ready, and regardless of whether they treat Deshaun Watson and hit him light, or they drop the hammer on him, either way it goes, the NFL better be ready for this dynamic, because this is what they've created. This is what the NFL has created with the way that they've handled things in the past. They better be ready for old white owners, rich white owners getting off or getting hit lightly when they do stupid things outside of the game and get caught doing it. So you got the old white owners getting off lightly that have already been in the news, versus the young black player getting hammered, versus the dynamic of not respecting women enough to discipline the players aggressively and harshly. I mean, any way you slice it, that combination, you hit Deshaun Watson with a light discipline, then what you're saying is, once again, you are not taking crimes against women or allegations against women, even if they're not crimes, just mistreatment of women in some capacity, you're appearing to minimize that and allow guys to get off lightly and allow guys to play. If you drop the hammer on Deshaun Watson, you are dropping the hammer on a player in the NFL, and you're allowing all these older, rich, white guys that own these teams. And we all know the climate. I love the term you used, or the climate of the NFL and of pro sports over the last 5 years has changed drastically. And either way you do it, either way you drop the hammer on Deshaun Watson, I believe that the NFL, and I'm not talking about like the pushback publicly or from the media, I believe that you got real problems.
I think either way, because I think there's obviously there, you can imagine what the pushback and the back would be if they are liked, and how people will come out on them for not taking this as serious.
Absolutely.
But there is also a space where, if it stands of where it is right now, there are going to be players. Now, maybe they might not come out, you know, and be vocal about it publicly, but they're going to be players, and they're going to be people around the country that are sports fans that are going to look at this and be like, hold on, this is the same thing. There is no crime that has been committed. This is the same thing. And this could happen to other players down the line. There's one thing when Kareem Hunt has a video. There's one thing when Reuben Foster has his issues and we see it and he pleads guilty and he's found. But this is one that there is no criminal anything, and he gets hit for over a year. There are going to be players, there are going to be people pushing that, and the racial aspect, along with everything that's happened with Flores and what happened in the league with the black coaches, that is all going to be grouped in it at all. Even though I am one who believes, like, to try to say what Deshaun is being accused of and the things that happened with guys like Robert Kraft. Now I think Snyder is out. He's a different space because we don't know everything that's happened there. But to compare what he did to what Robert Kraft did and what Jerry Jones has had to do, and to try to say that they're in the same boat as Deshaun, I don't know it, that I wouldn't push that, because I don't think there's the same things. But from the standpoint of guys having issues with women that potentially could be illegal, where they've had to make moves getting off with $500,000 fines like Robert Kraft got, which is nothing comparative to Deshaun potentially losing millions in his reputation and a full season, which would now be 2 years. I think a lot of people on the other end with the players would back
that. But Sho, I don't even think like we can drill down into the specifics and tell everybody. I mean, everybody, it's not hard to make the case of Deshaun Watson's situation being totally different than all of them, all the other cases, right? It's not hard. Yeah. It's in a league of its own at this point in time. But from the 30,000-foot view, you've got a player getting a hammer dropped on him in a he said, she said situation, and you got the owners getting away light. Period. It doesn't. We don't have to compare anything else. Just that one gets away light, one gets the hammer dropped on them, and it's going to be a problem any way you slice it. Whether you like the fact that that's the dynamic of the league or you don't, it doesn't matter. That's what's going on in the league, and they're in a bad spot, man. To act like the NFL is just, oh man, they're just in a spot where an independent arbiter and Roger Goodell could get together and drop the hammer. I just don't know if it's that easy, and that is pretty Willie Suella. Turn that thing up one time.
That's why Tyler always steps. He always steps in. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access.
Yes, indeed.
The best of with Tyler Milner coming up behind that. Clint, great job. Keep pushing, Tyler. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Sue L. What was her last name, Sho?
Robinson.
Pretty Willie Suella. It's a song, by the way. Sue L.
Robinson.
Lee, what the hell was that?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.